Well, we all know about Special Olympics Illinois. Of course, there's the torch run. And I know last year came through Galesburg. And I don't know if that's going to happen again this year or not. I'll have to ask our guests if that's the case. But Special Olympics, the 2023 World Games will be happening in Berlin. Of course, State Games, those just happened, I think, what, was it last weekend? Week before, something like that. Or coming up. Or Spring Games. I'm sorry, the Spring Games. But our guest this morning is Amber Dunn. She's a Master Sergeant with the Illinois State Police, makes her home here in Galesburg, and she's going to be representing Illinois and the United States as one of the runners in the final leg for the World Games, running the flame into the stadium. And Amber, good morning. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Well, first off, congratulations. Man, what a really cool honor to have this happen.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about it. Okay, so will the torch run be coming through Illinois again, or through Galesburg again this year?
Yes, it will be coming through Galesburg.
Okay.
We always run it. The final leg is done the week of June 3rd through 9th, and so on the 7th, we'll be coming through and doing a run through Galesburg.
Okay. Here we are. You're, protecting the torch, or right?
Guardians of the Flame.
Guardians of the Flame. There, I was close.
You're on the right track.
Guardians of the Flame. I was close.
It is the flame of hope, and we are guarding it well.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, let's talk about this. So you've been obviously active with the, as police, state, or whatever local level throughout the state of Illinois have been very, very involved with Special Olympics here in the state of Illinois, as they are nationwide. So that's something you kind of got involved with. What was your thoughts getting behind this this whole thing?
So what we try to do is get behind people when they first start. So when people first start with a law enforcement agency, come into the academies and things like that and talking to them and letting them know what it is, because the law enforcement torch run is the biggest supporter of Special Olympics. You know, it's a nonprofit, and you know, when this first started, it started as, you know, Chief Ray Lemonian just doing something to help fundraise, and it just grew, in a, you know, basically internationally. So we try to get them involved, and as you know, if you've been to any Special Olympics event, the energy there is just incredible. And so, you know, day-to-day in law enforcement, it's not necessarily something, you know, that people are happy to see you. And when you go to an event like this, they're really happy to see you. And to be able to get behind the community and support basically a pretty underrepresented group and, you know, support them, for them to be able to do what they need to do, participating in sports and events. Special Olympics provides a lot, not just, you know, the events and stuff like that. They help to, you know, work with them, train them, help build their confidence. That way the athletes can go out and work and get jobs and, you know, live better and more fulfilled lives. So to be able to just go out there and do things to fundraise, to be able to support this nonprofit, it's pretty incredible.
You know, it sounds, I have not been, but at the state games themselves, the big, I guess, celebration that happens afterwards.
Yes.
I've been told all about that in Uptown Normal. That is just,
you should
just
go.
An amazing, amazing event with all the athletes and everybody else participating in that.
It's incredible. The amount of athletes and officers, and just, it's a really, if you don't, if you haven't been, you should go. We fill the entire stadium there at the ISU campus, and the athletes all get to file down onto the field, and you know, it's just a line of officers high-fiving the athletes, and it's an incredible experience, and they're there to compete, you know, at state games. That's the big competition, and it's just joy. Like, you just, you hear that, you know, your cup is full, your cup is empty, you know, half full. You go there, you're overflowing, and it keeps you running for a long time. So,
Amber Dunn, Master Sergeant with the Illinois State Police. She lives here in Galesburg, joining us here this morning. She will be one of those who will be running the torch on its final leg at the Special Olympics World Games in Berlin later on this this year, coming up, what, I guess in mid-June. Talk about the Illinois State Police and the torch run, and that it's just so great to see everybody involved with it. But what has your involvement been in the past as far as the torch run?
So I've been doing this since I joined the State Police. I started in 2010, and my very first, while I was going through the academy, was my very first polar plunge. Have you guys polar plunged yet?
No. Okay. No. So, our mutual friend, I keep saying, I did Lake Michigan in February, the 24 plunges in 24 hours. I'm like, yeah, you're crazy. I understand you raised a lot of money, but.
It's definitely something you definitely have to prepare for. But that's one of the many events. So we have the polar plunges, the Duncan Cop on a rooftop, the torch run. We have truck convoys, plane pulls. There's like all these different events that everybody can be involved in. So as the officer, I first got started with the polar plunge while at the academy. And again, once you do it, you get it and you're there and you want to continue. So I continued throughout my career participating in events and the torch runs. Every year there's run. Summer games is the kickoff that you're talking about in Bloomington. But there's also winter games for winter sports. It's up in Galena, usually the end of January, early February. And so each of these events, you know, the more you make it to, you start getting to know your athletes. They start connecting with you on social media. You're able to cheer them on from a distance if you're not always able to be there, because as law enforcement officers, it's really, your schedules can sometimes be tricky. But continuing to do that, for our department, I took over as the law enforcement torch run coordinator for the state police, which basically says that I ensure the information gets pushed out to our people and try to coordinate for, I mean, we're a big agency statewide, and so to bring them in, but it also is coordinating with the local agencies, you know, making sure, you know, talking to Galesburg or Knoxville or Monmouth and stuff, or spring games recently, to say, hey guys, we need some officers to come on out, because sometimes they're just busy and they don't know about these things. So providing the information, and then when these events come up, just making sure we have people there to support our athletes, not just financially.
Absolutely a great thing. We're going to talk more about it. Going to take a quick break here. More with Amber Dunn, Master Sergeant with the Illinois State Police, and about what she's going to be doing coming up for the Special Olympics World Games in Berlin. Talk a little bit more about that. It is 8:20. This is Galesburg's Morning News.
This is Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home cooling system cleaned and tuned. With regular seasonal maintenance, your energy bills will be lower, and your system will be at lesser risk of expensive repairs. So call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today to ask about our Express Comfort Service membership and get scheduled for your $69 tune-up. Call us at 342-4328. That's 342-HEAT.
No, I don't understand why I am still getting questions about whether I'm running. But here's how I will answer. I'm Car-Mark Guy, and I'm running smoothly because my car goes to Car-Mark. My oil is changed regularly. I have my tires rotated as needed. And when I need new tires, Car-Mark has a great selection of the tires I need. You should be running and running smoothly too with help from me, Car-Mark Guy. Car-Mark Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
On the next Markley Van Camp and Robin show.
Well, chaos at the border. Here we go.
Don't you like how this is a surprise for some of these knuckleheads?
This afternoon at 2 on WGIL.
A21 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aridoth, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, the Special Olympics World Games coming up in mid-June in Berlin, Germany. And one of only 100 members of law enforcement chosen internationally to participate as one of the runners in the final leg heading into Berlin of the Guardian of the Flames, the Flame of Hope, right? Heading into the stadium for the Special Olympics War Game. Master Sergeant Amber Dunn joining us here this morning. I got to ask you, have you been, not just with the torch, but or with the flame, have you been a runner in the past?
You know, honestly, I was not a runner before I joined the state police.
Okay.
your academy time has a lot of running going on. And after that, I did start doing more running, you know, 5Ks, 10Ks, things like that. And so then intermingling the torch run with it, it's like, you know, I'm not what you would call a marathon runner at all. I'm not that person, but taking part in these events and doing fun things like that, I have maintained now since I started in 2010, some sort of a running, you know, whether it's doing this or Ragnar's or different things like that. So I do run, but I am not a marathon and I am not a speed runner.
But you have done the torch run throughout the state before, though.
Yes, I've done the torch run through different locations. And with the torch run, it always ends at the stadium, but it starts in different areas throughout the state. And so, you know, depending on where I'm working at the time, because with the state police, you're kind of everywhere, starting out in locations, the same way it'll be here coming through Galesburg and then essentially ending in Bloomington. But so I've done some running and definitely every year try to participate in the torch run. And I'm going to keep telling you, you should go. It's incredible.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So so how did this all come about that you ended up in the position you're at, being part of the final leg at the World Games?
So every World Games, they put out, every state gets one officer throughout the entire state gets to selected to go. The Special Olympics for that state. So our program, Special Olympics Illinois, gets to select one runner. Being on our state committee and doing a lot of work with the athletes and law enforcement, it just has kind of opened my eyes to that. And so when it came open and they said, hey, you know, everybody who's interested, put your name in the hat. And then, you know, they take a look at how much involvement and things like that that you have with Special Olympics, how much fundraising you've done and things. I mean, there's a little bit more than just like, pick me. And then they let you know up front, hey, this is what you're going to have to do. You're going to have a commitment, at least 2 weeks to be able to be there. And it's not just a vacation. It's you're running through different parts of Germany, bringing awareness because they don't have, currently they don't have a torch run program. And so their first, they said, hey, we're going to host World Games. And so it's going to be a lot of being in the communities. The same way we do here is we'd run through Galesburg. We're running through their different states and bringing the awareness and trying to get their program up and running.
Speak any German?
Can I just say not yet?
Okay. No, just say nine. How about that? I don't know. That'll be interesting. It's such a cool thing. So how's it like job wise? Are you having to take vacation? Or they let's say, hey, this you're kind of it's kind of part of your job, but not really. But
right. So I am taking vacation because honestly, it would be hard for me to work while I'm there.
Right,
and so
right.
I am taking vacation, I would assume, just because the amount of time that most people who are coming are going to be on some sort of a leave of absence to be able to attend this, because you really have to be there 100% full focus. Your day's starting at 6 a.m., not getting done till 10 p.m. with running, meeting with the different local groups and officers and things like that. It's really going to be a commitment of time. So, but my department completely supports it. And that's what's important is if the departments support it, it's a lot easier to be able to do what we need to do to support these athletes.
Yeah, it's probably really hard not to support it, especially those when you've been around the athletes and whatnot.
Absolutely.
It's hard not to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amber Dunn, Master Sergeant with the Illinois State Police. She will be at the 2023 Special Olympics World Games as a guardian of the flame. And any idea how many miles each day that you'll be out on the road actually running?
I would say probably... I looked it up and it's about 23 miles total. So they're condensing it. It used to be every day you would run a leg. And so they're condensing it into a shorter time. You're there for a longer period of time doing a lot of events and things like that. But it's probably going to be approximately 6 to 7 miles a day, broken up into different sections. So running in this state and then moving to the next one and then doing a run there. So anywhere between 1 mile and 3 miles at a time.
So you'll keep in shape then, is what
Absolutely.
You're saying, right? All right.
I'm not sure. I've never been to Germany, so I'm not sure how the roads are. And, you know, I know it's going to be hot, so should be.
Well, they've got beer and bratwurst. That's all I know, right?
Cool yourself down.
Sauerkraut, I have no idea. But this is such a really, really amazing thing. So as far as the law enforcement participating that'll be actually over there with you, are they all from the U.S. or will there be some from throughout the world?
No, this will be international. It will be international. On my specific teams, there's 8 teams. And on my team, I'm team six, we have an officer that's coming from Canada. We have an officer from Australia. Obviously some in the states, Washington, Colorado, and things like that. So it's a good combination. And each team will also have an officer from Berlin because obviously they're our host country. So it'll be a great mix. You'll have an athlete probably from either another country or another state. So internationally, that's the officers, our group there.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Well, first, again, congratulations. This is really, really great honor for you. And I know you enjoy it, and it's you feel it's a pretty great honor as well.
Oh, it's incredible. it's really incredible not only to be able to participate, but to be able to represent Illinois in this aspect. So,
well, pretty cool. Again, Master Sergeant Amber Dunn with the Illinois State Police. She will be over in Germany representing the area, the state, the country, and representing with the as part of the Guardian of the Flame, the Torch Run, heading into that final leg into the World Special Olympics Games happening in Berlin in mid June. Well, again, Amber, congratulations. Thank you so much for taking the time with us, and thank you again for protecting and serving us.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.